Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening. I've served now in 3 appointments, but curiously, only one of the churches that I've served has actually had a steeple. And so it was only in one of my appointments that I got a phone call from a cell phone company asking if they could use our steeple for a wireless antenna. You see, there's this curious thing about cell companies. They make a promise to their customers, a promise that when you call someone, they can hear you now, or that there will be fewer dropped calls, which would be a good place to start for my cell carrier, or that you will have more service in more places. But rather than build more and more and more cell towers to accomplish this, sometimes what they do is they try to find existing structures and jump on board with them, repurpose them, reclaim them, or claim them for the first time for themselves and use them. And so here are these big, tall towers in nearly every little town, apart from 2/3 of the ones I've served, but nearly every little town all across the country. And so why not? Why not make of a cell tower, or make of a steeple a cell tower, so that the data can be relayed and transmitted more effectively? Why build a whole new tower, a whole new structure, when there are perfectly good ones in place? You see, it kind of reminds me of the United Methodist Church's, one of its 4 areas of focus, which is like new faith communities, new places of worship for new people, which is great. But I wonder if we're spending a little bit too much time trying to make new things when maybe we could tap into the structures that already exist. Buildings, sure, yes. But human structures, communities, and people, interpersonal connections and structures. That's what we're all about, connection and connectivity, and to tap into the structures that are already there so that we too, in God's name, can provide more service in more places. We may not necessarily need new places in order to do that, or new people in order to do that. In a way, that got me thinking about, bear with me for a second, the movie The Matrix. You remember that movie, right? And the bad guys in that movie are the agents, who are, they're little agents of the program, of the Matrix itself. They don't exist on their own. Anybody can become one. Anyone who's plugged into the Matrix, into that system of power, can be called and flipped and transformed into an agent of that system. Right where they are. Not a new thing added to the program. An existing subroutine, an existing structure of the system, called and commissioned and switched into an agent of that system. Now, we know lots of systems that do that, for better or for worse. But God does it too. And that's the good news. See, I think God works similar to the Matrix, similar to a cell phone tower company, taking the structures, the human structures, the people that are already in place, finding them under their fig trees or sleeping on the floors of the temple, and calling and commissioning them and flipping them into change agents, agents of justice and holiness to relay the signal, to carry that message. That's what happens with Samuel. We're told the word of God was scarce in that day. Of course, that day is very different than this day, I'm sure. But the word of God is scarce. And even Eli, who is supposed to be the professional prophet, or professional priest anyway, he should have known better, but his eyesight had grown dim. And not just his physical eyesight, his spiritual eyesight had grown dim, burdened and clouded by personal, interpersonal, familial drama, his children being children, but misbehaving, the weight that that caused for him to carry. And he was no longer tapped into the network, into the matrix of God's justice, of God's beloved kingdom. And so the word of God was scarce, was unheard of. Does that stop the holy? Does that stop the message from getting out? Does that mean we need to go build more towers to relay the signal? That's not what God needs to do. Some prophets are called from where they are and they're sent far away. If they go, some of them don't want to, but they're sent far away. But some are called right in place, right where they are, where they live and breathe and sleep and fish and tend the lamp in the house of God. And so there's Samuel, asleep on the floor of the temple. When the voice of God speaks to him, it's not because Samuel's particularly prophetic or visionary or articulate or charismatic, although he'd be recognized as some of those things later. It's certainly not because Samuel's any good at hearing and discerning the voice of God. In fact, he's kind of lousy at it at first, but aren't we all? It's because he is tapped into a network. He is tapped into a system of power. He is right there on the forefront where he needs to be for the message to get out. And so God activates that one person plugged into the network. That one person who's part of the system of the matrix of power plugs that one into God's own network. And love, divine, sacred justice can be spoken through that one. Just because they're there. Is the voice of God unheard of in our day? Maybe not unheard of, but it might be scarce. It might be hard to hear or hard to discern. Are there powers and systems and matrices around us, within us, through us, that have had their eyesight dimmed? Their vision clouded by personal, interpersonal, familial, political drama and burden? Perhaps it is not time to build new structures or new ways of communicating the same message, but to turn on, to connect, to plug in those of us already in place, whatever our place is, whatever our particular mat on the temple floor or spot under the fig tree might be. Because we can be agents of transformation, agents of love divine, agents of sacred justice. Does the voice of God rouse you from slumber? Does the call of divine love stir you from sleep? Does the cry for sacred justice keep you up at night? Because we exist so that there might be, in God's name, more service in more places. And God is calling that we might be plugged in and turned on and attuned if we turn our antennas to the holy. Speak, Divine One. Your servants long to listen. Amen.